It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I'm like, oh, that ended. That's on pause. That crash and burn. Oh, he sued me. So I'm on my apology tour. Honestly, you can talk shit about me for 30 minutes. And at the end, if you're like, but he's hot, fuck it. I don't care. All's forgiven.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Good morning. I'm here with Jackie Schimmel and Shane Douglas. Megan Weaver unfortunately called in sick today. Mm-hmm. She has the stomach flu, but listen, I have a theory.
Allegedly.
Yeah, we have a theory on this.
Moonjaro.
Yeah, maybe a little side effect from Moonjaro.
Oh, God.
I know a lot of you out there, basically because we have pushed it on you, you are subscribing to Ozempic and Moonjaro. Just know you might stay home from work a few days with the stomach flu.
Wow.
Allegedly. But here's the good news. 6 pounds. She's down 6 pounds. 1 week, 6 pounds.
Thin as a needle, as Ramona Singer once said.
So you lose a few days of work.
I mean, even if she was here, we wouldn't be able to see her anyway. It's like the same thing.
Right. Oh,
exactly.
She's wasting away.
So how is she feeling this morning,
Shane? She said like shit, like really bad.
Oh, yeah. Okay. She needs another shot.
But how does she look?
So incredible.
It's all glowing. That matters. Mm-hmm.
Ask her to send a pic. I want to see what her face looks like. Because when she loses weight, it goes away from her. Like she loses a chin or two and she looks so good.
Oh, that snatched jaw.
I want to talk to you about that too, because I heard rumors that you were thinking of getting Kybella.
I did. You know what? I dabbled with the idea. I've heard terrible things.
Me too.
Like concrete in your chin.
Yes. So instead I got Botox in my neck bands a couple weeks ago.
Oh, does Nurse Jamie do that?
Yeah, she said you might be a candidate.
So they just shoot up.
We all said it.
I go on Tuesday, so we'll revisit.
Mm-hmm. But I'm happy with it.
It looks good.
Yeah, they really shoot you up from like your clavicle to the bottom of your jaw, and then it's just supposed to lift and tighten and give you like a little bit of a snatch.
You're 10 years away from this, but then you should look at threads.
I don't want to do the threads.
But the thread, okay, so you've got to find the right person to do the threads.
One of them's going to snap, and then I'm going to have one eye up here and one down here.
Your neck.
And I'm already a little asymmetrical. We've covered this on this show before. Remember when that doctor slid into my DMs?
Oh, I remember.
And told me that I had an asymmetrical
face?
So
rude.
So fucking rude. By the way, he's no goddamn looker. I wouldn't touch him with a 10-foot pole. Maybe he should look inward. Charity starts at home. Doctor,
someone
whatever.
Asked if I had Justin Bieber half face thing because my eyes aren't the same shape on my DM.
I will kill them.
Yeah.
Okay.
It is true though. When you cut your face in half,
no,
it looks...
I know they're not the same shape, and I know.
Yeah.
That. But
it's good
not
looking...
from facial paralysis.
That's
but you're
rude.
Good looking from both sides.
Yeah, just like pick one.
Like you don't have a bad side.
Someone said that I look good on
I
half
prefer
my face.
The left side of your face.
Is that the more almondy one?
No.
There's one that's round and one that's not.
I like this side, the left.
Wait, his left?
My right.
You're right, yeah. I still have to go like this and put my little L's up with my fingers because I don't know what's left and right.
I like both sides.
The round one.
Oh, I love both
sides. I just have to
sides.
See if I don't know if there's one I prefer. I don't
honestly
know.
Don't like either.
You've
so.
Got Asian glow. Did you drink last night?
No. Oh, yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Well, I didn't. I had one. One at your house. Because my plan was like, no, I'm not drinking. And then Jeff was like, do you want to make drinks? I was like, I do.
But we didn't drink wine and we only had one martini.
Yeah.
Martinis are clean.
Agreed.
I find that like when I drink martinis, I feel tight and right. And when I have wine, I look a little like I had a rough
You need
go.
More Botox in your neck when you do that.
Neck
you get
bands.
So bloated.
Bloated and rashy and crusty and disgusting.
Agreed. I think you're right. I think I feel good. I had one martini last night. I didn't have anything the night before, which is rare, but because I had a lot on Tuesday night when I was at the one hotel, when the power went out.
I heard.
I mean, what were we going to do?
I don't know.
So, and then that guy bought me like 3 free drinks. So what are we going to do? Say no?
You can't say no. That would be rude.
But you know what? You have to be, you know what was stupid of that? All I do is preach how dumb it is to take drinks from people.
And there you go.
And
you
he brought it to me. He could have drugged me.
He literally could have drugged you. He brought you an open, already poured thing. You
oh
didn't
my God,
see him pour
to
it.
Your
you
hotel room. You didn't even see the guy pour it and then place it in front
how
of you?
How fucking stupid now that
what
I think about it.
What is wrong with you?
I just occurred to me. I should have never taken that drink.
No.
I could have been roofied, raped.
Oh my God. What a Tuesday.
Don't make jokes. By the way, don't make jokes about that because I am being dragged relentlessly over... I mean, it wasn't really a joke. It was just kind of an inner thought that I don't know, that I shouldn't have said it verbally.
Sure.
but I don't regret it. And so Stu said to me, he's like, hey, you're getting really dragged over this like domestic violence stuff.
Because oh, you God. Said you sometimes fantasize about murdering Stu.
Yes. And he goes, what are you going to do about it today? I said, I'm going to fucking double down is what I'm going to do.
Absolutely.
I do think about killing him. And I'm sorry.
I think
it's
that's
not
healthy.
A joke. It's not a joke because people, this is what, here's one, just one of the many. Uh-huh. Making jokes about domestic violence shows how vile and disgusting you are. It is irresponsible and dangerous. Do you even think about your listeners who are and have dealt with domestic violence? Filing a complaint today. Well, fucking stand in line, Brenda. Stand in line. Do better. And you know what tells me? Brenda is either, if she's married, she's fucking lying. Uh-huh. Because you can be damn sure that oh, yeah. she's thought about killing her husband.
Of course.
Or she's single.
Oh.
Shout out.
And projecting.
Now, this is why I think she might be single, because she wrote in, her Instagram is, I love reading.
Ew. What a loser.
Right. So my guess is she's probably single.
I feel like she should find a different show.
You have got to be kidding me. It's I love reading?
Yes. Now, have
oh,
you...
Oh, God.
Have you
that
ever...
That makes me sick.
You've been married for how long?
Almost 6 years.
Have you thought about...
Every day.
Yep.
Every single day.
How would you do it?
Okay.
Heather McDonald wanted to drown Peter.
I think you wanted
we
to drown
Peter. We tried
to
get her to
But
drown.
She wanted to kill him, but she just didn't know how.
She entertained your craziness.
I've been watching Bad Sisters, which has given me a lot
Love
of
it.
Ideas.
Love it. I watched the whole thing.
It's very good. You know, I have moments in the middle of the night. That's where, like, my fantasies really peak. I sleep with socks on because I'm a serial killer. Like, cannot sleep without socks on. Need them. Cannot have my toes touching the bed. Freaks me out. I've got a weird thing. We don't know. We don't talk about it. Andrew obviously doesn't wear socks because he's a normal person. But I call his toes talons because they're like talony. They crunch.
They're
I
like
don't know.
Long. And what about his nails?
They're fine.
Okay.
But I still call them talons.
Fine.
I don't know why. Like he gets a couple drinks and then he wants to like caress my leg with his toe. And something about the toe, the midnight toe caress,
ooh.
Puts me like in the ground. And in the middle of the night, I have the most violent thoughts about his toe slowly making its way over to my side of the bed and caressing me that I want to go full Kathy Bates Misery on his ass and chop him right at the fucking ankle.
Okay, so you would you use a knife? Would you use...
Like one of those big ass, like an axe.
A cleaver.
Okay. What did Kathy Bates use in Misery?
She did use a... Did she use a baseball bat?
There was a bat.
I thought she was a bat. Remember, because she broke both of his legs.
I have superhuman strength. Everyone should know this about me. I mean, obviously, I'm like frail and withering away. But when I need to click it into high gear, my adrenaline goes through the fucking roof. And I could like, push a car.
I don't want
to. Saw.
I don't want to torture Stu.
That's a little labor intensive, but yeah. I just want like
and
a one and done chop. Mm-hmm.
I don't think yeah. I want to torture Stu. I think because my two scenarios have been. I push him down the stairs and say it was an owl.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Or I talked about it yesterday. I don't want to get dragged again. But, you know, I do choke him.
That's fun.
But the thing I was talking to him about yesterday is, like, once in a while, we might get a little rough. And I think to myself.
Oh, in the boudoir?
Yeah. And I think to myself, if something ever goes wrong, no one's going to believe me that it was an accident.
Nope.
No, they won't. Especially not now.
So then my defense will be, why would I kill Stu in the exact way that I described on the radio? Like, mm-hmm. that would make me a fucking moron.
Totally. Ooh,
and
I
no one
that.
Thinks you're that.
And also, in your defense against Brenda, talking about or making light of domestic violence is only one way you show how vile and disgusting you are. There's like just so many different ways.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you just pick that one, Brenda.
Yeah. Like,
I mean,
why
come
are you,
on.
Like this show's been on for 5 years.
Yeah.
And you just
obvious.
You.
This other, what was her name? Well, she said, you sound like the killer from The Patient. Yeah. I thought this a couple of weeks ago, and again today.
Okay. What's her Instagram? I love recycling.
Jackie, that's noble, okay? She cares about the environment.
Then also the diabetics are coming for me.
Oh,
God.
You don't want
way.
Them coming after you.
I mean, they're aggressive. I mean, of all the people that I've insulted, I mean, the diabetics are the worst. This one.
Really?
I used to think you talking about Ozempic was cute, but now I can't get my meds. Please stop. This is extremely irresponsible. I've missed 1 week. It could possibly be two. I know you're not the single cause of the shortage, and shame. Well, I kind of am. And
yeah,
shame on the doctors who are prescribing it for the wrong reasons. But you don't need to encourage it. Please stop. So Karen can't get her meds.
Oh, Karen, Care Bear, honey.
But Karen, if you think about it, is a bit selfish. Oh, what? Yeah. You're the only one that can lose weight, Karen? You're the only one? Do you know what I mean?
And this isn't your fault. This is a medical field issue. You know what I mean? That you're really shedding light on.
You're right.
It's the pharmaceuticals. It's
oh, my God.
Fault.
They're always out
they're
to get us.
They're behind everything.
Yes, 100%.
I mean, you're blaming me, Jeff Lewis, live? Like, it's just
please.
Insane.
Wait, you've got like four listeners.
If that.
If that.
Well, I lost a few yesterday.
I love reading. I don't know.
I lost a few yesterday. The other thing, yesterday was a kind of a rough day. We also got shadow banned on Instagram, and you
welcome.
Of all people. Yeah, you of all people know.
Yeah.
How long does that last? Because it kind of does affect the business side of things.
Oh, 100%. You know what? It kind of depends how long it lasts.
Okay.
I, as someone, humble brag, that has been deactivated from Instagram, not just shadow banned, fully deactivated thrice.
We are in the presence of a queen.
Not once. Yeah. Not twice. Three times
you're
deactivated.
My hero. Fuck off. You are my hero.
Three times. Okay.
Three times you've been deactivated?
Fully. Like, wiped from the universe.
This is for the dog stuff?
There was a couple things encouraging terrorist activity. I have an email. I made like an ISIS joke. It didn't land well. I'll read you the email.
Those don't land.
And like the bestiality and like
oh, yeah,
stuff
those
like
don't
that.
Land
that's just
either.
The classic though.
I was like, that says everything about you and nothing about me. Like you're disgusting.
Yeah.
If you're sexualizing your relationship, they are the ones sexualizing it.
They
you're
sure
just
are.
Like,
you're making it weird. Not me.
I mean, look. To me, I watch, you know, I follow you on Instagram.
Yeah.
You love your puppy.
Literally more than anything in the
more
entire
than anything.
World. Like, why would you
There's
make that
nothing
weird?
Sexual going on. Those people on Instagram
Not
are
publicly.
Disgusting. They are perverts.
Perverts. Disgusting perverts. So the shadow ban of it all, I mean, that's pussy play, honestly. Like, deactivation
oh,
is like.
That's nothing.
It's like no big deal. People are like,
it's like
shadow ban. I'm like, oh, boo hoo. I love reading. Who cares? Depending on how you behave after the shadow ban is how quickly it comes back.
So it's not coming back.
No, probably not.
So let me play the reel that got me banned. Okay. And I want you to tell me if it's bad.
Carmen is a serial dater. She's all about the boys. Her conjoined sister, Lupita, not so much.
Do they have one or two vaginas? Because if we're conjoined twins,
then they're both
I
dating.
Don't necessarily want to have sex with the people you're dating. Well, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
What's wrong
I know you'd want to have sex with the people I'm dating, but I don't know if I'd want to have sex with the people you're dating. Do you know what I mean?
I think the other one checks out. I think the other one puts on music or something and lets the other one do
this. She met this guy on Hinge.
Oh.
Twinge. Who would have thought?
Yes. I would guess they have one vagina then.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Was that warranted?
No, I'm super bothered because you know what? The fact that vagina is triggering the algorithm for a shadow ban. Mm-hmm. Who owns Instagram? Is it Meta?
Yeah.
They should be ashamed of themselves in today's social climate to target.
Should I said pussy instead?
Yes.
Oh, okay, because that doesn't trigger the algorithm.
By the way, people have such a problem with the word pussy. They're like, that's rude. That's not feminist. Let me tell you something.
I do have a problem with the C word, though.
I don't, but it's fine. That's fine. I won't say it. Pussy comes from the term pussanamalous, which means cowardly and has no fucking correlation to the female genitalia. So that's a you thing, dumb fucks at home.
Wow.
Thank you.
I'm one of those
Somebody
dumb fucks.
Reads.
Cue the rainbow. I love reading.
Well,
I love recycling.
I read once in a while, and I'm sure this totally applies to you. We talked about it yesterday.
I'm going to change your name to I Love Reading. I think it just became available.
And I'm sure maybe, I'm sure you know this, but they statistically, attractive students get better grades.
Yeah. I see
and,
that.
Right. I do see that. But here's the difference, though. People think that because we're attractive and we got decent grades, that we like blew our professors. Mm. That's not the case.
I wish. Never
That's
had the
not
opportunity.
The case. Unattractive students have to give blowjobs.
Attractive
students do not have to give blowjobs.
No, you just give them the old razzle dazzle.
You just flirt.
Chutzpah.
Get a little close.
A little, you know.
Lead them on a bit. But you don't actually have to do anything. When you're ugly, you do have to do something. You have to put out.
What does it say about me that I graduated high school with a 1.8 GPA?
Mm.
Not great.
Did you blow any teachers?
No,
here's the problem.
I didn't.
Okay, so.
Probably.
I was
I thought I was too attractive, but apparently
three,
not.
Three. I was a 3.3.
Okay.
But The reason I was a 3-3 is because I was really good with the teachers. Mm. You, obviously, your ego got involved. You didn't want to do what you needed to do to get those B's and C's.
You're right.
Which is kiss ass.
I know. You know, I was great at that in middle school, and I was great at the beginning of high school. And then I just stopped going to class because I had other things to do.
Read. I've also found that, you know, it starts off in elementary school, then it goes to junior high, then it goes to high school. And we realize that we have to, because we're attractive, we don't have to put the work in.
Right.
You know, as say someone like, I'm not going to say any names, but just other people we know.
Okay.
Then what I realize is that when you start having sex, you realize that attractive people do not work as hard in bed.
Or in life, really.
That has been my experience.
You
attractive people. And here's the thing.
You just lay there like a raw chicken cutlet.
And you still come in 5 seconds because they're hot.
Totally.
They don't even need to work.
No.
But do you notice that attractive people just don't put in the work?
No, they really, really
generally.
Don't.
Generally. Do you find that? Has your husband complained?
No, baby.
I want to co-sign that 100%.
Right?
1,000,000%. Yeah.
Like, my guess is, Jameson, you work really hard in the bedroom.
Jameson,
that would be my guess.
You're a snack and a half, and don't you fucking forget it.
Thank you. Thank you and thank you.
You're a workhorse in the bedroom, I think.
Work.
Just flipping around.
Backflipping.
No, I say that as a compliment. I told you probably are really fun.
Thank you.
I'll never know. Right. But, yes.
The day is young.
Don't limit our possibilities, Jeff.
Okay, you know what?
Okay, finish your sexual harassment training,
James.
Wow. That was a little forward.
And it's kind of funny that he has to do a refresher course now.
Huh.
First of all, we never even took the original course.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's just like jury duty. Like, I put it off.
Totally.
I postpone.
Same.
I lie.
Same.
I say that I moved.
Yeah.
I have a different address. Whatever. Oh, it's so easy to evade, you know?
Oh, I know.
And
you
I think,
don't open the envelope, and then you don't even know.
I never got it.
I never saw it.
Never saw it.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. Like, this guy gets an email to do the refresher course, and the very fucking next day, he's online doing it.
Well, they harass about the harassment training, because you'll keep getting reminders and reminders and reminders.
Well, that seems hypocritical, doesn't it?
Reminders.
Yeah.
Why do you feel that you were targeted for such training?
I'm not sure. It's long.
Because he targeted me.
I think it's the conjoined twins video.
Maybe. I know I did part. I was cut into it.
You might be the reason, actually, Jameson.
You said vagina. That, you know, that triggers the SiriusXM algorithm.
I did say vagina.
Vagina, yeah. Vagina, vagina.
Vagina, vagina, vagina.
Yesterday, I worked on the bystander module about being a
bystander.
Wait, you did it again yesterday?
I'm not done. It takes hours.
Why are you doing this?
Well, wait.
It was about being a responsible bystander.
What does that mean?
Yeah. When you stand,
if you see something, you say something.
Yeah, we join in and bully.
Duh.
Yeah. What do you mean?
What do you mean? Like, you have to be a narc?
Yeah. Like, for example, examples was Jameson's out at the bar with Shane, and they're celebrating.
Yeah.
Shane's been drinking a little too much.
True story.
Yeah.
Jameson notices Kian gives Shane an extra drink.
Oh.
You should probably pull Shane to the side.
That's him being a good friend. I probably asked for
that's
it.
That's a lot of responsibility.
Right.
And that's fine, too.
Yeah.
I'm really worried. I could have been drugged by that
Australian
guy.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
Guy.
I'm glad we had 3 days to think it over.
It literally just occurred to me right now. What?
You just
How
had a
dumb.
Rando bring a drink
it wasn't
up
a rando.
Room?
I talked to him for like an hour and a half at the bar.
Jackie, it's because he had an accent.
Oh, well,
Australian.
That makes
sense. The creepiest part is that your kid was with you. That's the creepiest part.
I didn't let him in.
I know that, but I'm saying.
But I could have just collapsed after I took that one sip.
You're like,
but you know what? I didn't take a sip.
The room.
I didn't take a sip in front of him.
Good.
You chugged it.
Can I get another?
All done. You shotgunned it. Yeah.
This can't turn down a free drink.
I'm the same
Clearly.
Way. I'm the same way. I get so excited.
Mm-hmm.
What was it? What did he bring you? What kind of wine?
It was nice. I don't know.
The one has good wine.
It does have good wine.
Do you know they give you little
bottles? So I got two more glasses after that.
They give you little bottles of Justin just in the mini bar. It's my favorite place in the world.
Justin
I saw
the
that.
Mini bar?
Uh-huh.
I saw that. I know.
It's my favorite. Now, when you were in the big suite, did you get a full bottle?
Yes.
I was curious. Okay.
Oh,
thank
yes.
God. But I love those little two glass bottles. It's perfect.
Oh, that's
I
so
carry
nice.
One
perfect
in my...
for what? Before dinner?
Breakfast. I want to put one in my purse.
A moose boosh.
The perfect size.
Has the time change affected you at all?
I'm thriving with the time change. I'm an early riser.
Mm-hmm. Same.
So it's been fine for me. I kind of like it.
Okay, so I feel great in the morning. The problem is, in the evenings, it's like 9 o'clock and I start yawning.
Yeah.
And then I want to watch another show. Yeah. But it's like, I can't. And now I'm asleep by like 9:45.
That's what I've been doing too. I've been putting myself down real early. Those Dramamines are just being popped at 8 p.m.
So you're doing Dramamine instead of Vena CBD?
Yes.
Have you tried the Vena CBD?
I'm afraid because I know how well it works and I don't want to sleep for 6 days.
Okay. That's what I'm saying. Then you don't want to do the lights out. I can start you out with a small dose.
I need a small dose.
Dr. Lewis will start you out with a small dose.
Okay. And then when does the Ozempic come in?
And then just
well, if you
quick
could
injection.
Find it, I mean, the problem is, you know, it's hard to find right now.
Because
right.
the selfish
I got a guy.
Diabetics.
I mean, we all have a guy.
You know.
Yeah, so.
I live in the valley. It's got to be somewhere.
Jackie.
Yes.
We've talked about, time and time again, your fear of birds.
Oh, man.
Now, you have what we have, I don't know, we've come to the conclusion that the birds in your backyard are gay birds because you have a big disco ball back there.
Huge mows, yeah.
Okay, so how is the gay bird population in your backyard?
Oh, still popping.
No.
The weather has not brought them down. The disco balls are still a spinning, especially, oh my God, the other day when there was that fucking storm and those high winds, those disco balls were like double time and just spinning around, and those birds were flocking and hiding and feathers. I don't know what the fuck was going on, but they're still there.
Do you have more than one disco ball in the backyard?
I have about 18, not a joke.
You have 18 disco balls.
Yeah,
and what are they hanging from? Trees?
Trees. Yeah. I was going for like Kelly Wurstler look.
Okay.
But it kind of looks like a low-budge Valley Party City golf and stuff. It's sad. Yeah, it's not good.
And then in doing that, you ended up attracting a lot of gay birds.
So many. And I really was trying to detract them because of the, shiny things are supposed to scare birds away.
Oh, but like, not the gay birds.
Not the gay birds.
See, you didn't think about that.
And
it attracts the gay birds.
You know, I have a ranch-style house, so I'm trapsing all through the house, lots of windows. They see me. They see the disco balls. Of course. What did I expect?
Right.
Hello?
Because you're already a gay magnet. The last thing you need is a disco ball.
They fucking flock to me. I can't get them off me. It's, like, embarrassing.
Now, what do
you do? Look at you guys.
We're just staring intently at her.
Shane's humping my leg.
Just don't get the toes, Shane.
Don't you dare.
My toes will not touch you.
Do you think the birds are, like, are they like fucking in the trees?
I think so. I'm actually.
Okay, this is why you have to take the sexual harassment training.
Yeah.
Because
it's
you're
all
a
sense.
Weird pervert.
Don't sexualize the birds.
Why is Jameson getting all these trainings? Huh? Why is Jeff getting shadow banned?
Wait, Jameson, yeah. I'm not fucking joking. I didn't know what was going on the other morning. There was like a crow
gang bang.
Gang bang.
Gang bang. Yep.
I was like, are they fighting? Is there like a rodent? It's, oh, no.
No, they get aggressive.
Break up their makeup.
Trust me.
Sounds like I asked the right question.
It was like 50 shades of gay.
Gay crow.
So kinky. Shit.
How do you know they were having do they reproduce? I don't know.
Of course not.
But they lay eggs.
There was like a pecking. There was like a flocking.
Oh, there was a pecking order.
That's foreplay.
There was something going on, but it was bird on bird. It wasn't like
Oh, I love that porn.
So hot.
Could get in trouble again.
It wasn't like, does not do well. We've
learned
that.
No, it doesn't land.
It wasn't predatory. Do you know what I mean? Well, maybe it was. I don't know.
Oh, the female bends over, arcing her back. Is that what they did?
Yep.
But it was two males, though.
Yeah.
So the male bends over, arching his back, and the other male presses himself. Yep. Oh, yeah.
There was a rubbing. There was friction.
Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Rubbing together fleetingly.
But the good news is they're not going to reproduce. There's going to be no eggs, right?
I mean, they're better not. I don't know. We had lots of nests when we moved in.
What if they're bi?
Oh, let's not get started with all that.
They're non-binary.
That's
yeah.
like that doesn't land either.
No, that's another fucking shadow ban.
Back to gay bird sex.
Yeah, no.
We're allies here for our gay birds. Okay, let's be clear.
I did want to ask you because you are as obsessed with your martini recipe as I am.
Yes.
Did you see the TikTok? Stu had sent it to me. Of this woman who, what she has done is she's taken the vodka bottle, she pours out some of the vodka,
she puts in
the olive juice, she puts in the water,
and
she
does
a little vermouth, she does all ready to go.
So a shake and bake martini ready to go in the freezer.
I mean, that's dangerous, but it looks real easy.
I will tell you, because I've thought about this, because I'm like, you know, it does make sense. I like the vision and the efficiency. I like the ritual of making the martini. Okay, I'm a psycho. I go on Amazon and I buy vintage, is it atomizers?
I got one too. I got it as a gift.
Yeah.
So you Cheryl, right?
Yeah,
Cheryl is an amazing gift. I got it for Christmas.
Okay, if you put vermouth in that, and then you spritz the top of your martinis, like it's such an experience that I don't want to shake and bake my martinis. You know what I mean?
I'll tell you why we would. Because a lot of times Stu's like, make me one. Shane's like, make me one.
Sure.
And then it's like, well, this isn't as much fun.
For a group,
when you make it for other people.
Or for a party, I totally get it.
Even another person.
Genius. Yeah, exactly.
Do you know what I mean? Like, I want to spend time making my own.
Totally.
But I don't want to spend any time making Shane's.
Oh, no. I've made myself one, and then Andrew's like, I kind of feel like having one. I'm like, of course you do. And then I'll just, like, throw some fucking ice cubes in a solo cup and pour it with a little vodka and some olives and be like, here you go.
I'll be like, you sure you don't want a beer stew? Because that's easy.
So easy.
Easy.
Yeah. I mean, it is pretty smart. I'm not going to lie. But then do you get those little ice particles? I guess you do because the water will freeze.
Yep.
So you do get an ice chip layer, which is, as we know,
I think I'm
going to
try it. But the problem is I just don't know, like, I don't know how much to pour out. I guess we just kind of have to just keep figuring it out.
Just go with God. Really?
Yeah. You're right. That's great advice.
You're welcome.
Now, are you having a dry November or dry week or what?
Oh, God, no. Mm. No. I'm trying not to drink during the weeks, which is a struggle.
Wait, are you just talking about Friday, Saturday, Sunday?
No. During the week. Yeah. Only drinking Friday, Saturday, Sunday and not drinking during the week because I am getting a little puffy.
But you got the Botox in your neck. You look good.
I know, but I find that when I drink during the week, I'm a little anxious. I get a little puffy, so I'm trying to cut back so I can be like a svelte goddess.
Okay, that's good.
I'm going to the Bahamas in January. I feel better.
So relatable.
Of course you are.
So relatable. Harbor Island.
Gotta get out of this cold LA weather.
I know. It's raining with my gay birds. So yeah, I don't believe in dry months.
Okay.
It's not my thing. I like a moderation.
Damn.
I think it's a good idea. I've talked about it with myself doing a dry week. You know, if
boring.
I could do like one or two nights, that's good for me. Not
totally.
Drinking. So I did Wednesday.
And that was great, and I'm proud of you for that.
Thank you. And last night I only had one drink, so it's kind of like a dry
That's
night.
Basically like doesn't count.
Yeah. So I feel good.
Yeah, that's
and
good.
And I do feel good today, but that's also because I took a lights out and slept like 8 hours.
Oh, see, that's the real ticker.
That's it.
Sleeping is everything.
It's not drinking.
Six drinks. If I can sleep for 8 hours, you will never know the next day.
Oh, my God. A Dramamine and a martini? Goodbye.
Oh, I've never done a Dramamine with a martini.
That is the killer.
You just plop it in.
Yeah.
And a meloxicam.
Snort it, shove it up your ass. I don't care how you get it in, but if you have one Dramamine an hour after a martini.
I'm going to skip the ass part, I think.
Okay, well,
I'll just put it in my drink.
I'm only going to do the ass part.
Or, yeah, put it up there. Or if you make like a margarita, you could crush it up with some salt and then rim your glass with it.
Oh.
Now, we had a
Expert.
Little bit.
Great job.
I have what's called, I have a lot of herbs and vitamins and all of that.
Yeah.
And so I have horny goat weed.
Oh.
And so Shane decided on his own to take the horny goat weed before his date.
Ooh. Went into dad's stash.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
So here's the thing. He didn't ask me, and he took too many of the horny goat weed. So let me tell you about horny goat weed.
Tell me.
So it does increase like your blood flow, circulation, all of that, which is great for sex, right? But like for the, you know, penis.
No,
but
thank you, Jeff. I'm keeping up. I love reading. I understand.
But the problem is you get drunk really fast. So Shane, so I'm 100.
I didn't know that little side effect.
Oh, that's fine.
As of this morning, I'm like just under 193, like 192.6.
You're looking incredible.
192.6.
Oh my God,
amazing.
I take 4 horny goat weed. Okay.
Wow.
Shane, how much do you weigh?
155.
So he should not have taken more. I mean, 2 really to start. Probably not 3. He took 4.
I took 3.
Oh, you took 3.
I took 3.
Well, you got fucked up with 3.
I had 2 drinks and I felt like I had 10. Like I was like.
It's the horny goat. Nice.
And you were on a date?
Yeah.
How did that work out?
Oh, I was so fun.
Well, it worked out for him.
Oh, yeah. Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Not Shane, the other guy.
Right. He's been asking me to stay over like every time, and I never do, but I was like, here we go.
Wow. And did you guys have fun?
It was great.
Oh, okay.
It was great.
Coy and Demure over there.
By the way, he called his mom yesterday because his mom listens to the show.
Shout out, Shannon.
Well, he goes, Mom, he's like, don't listen to the first segment of the show today. She's like, too late.
Ooh.
Yeah. Ouch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
oh, and
an
it's
adult.
A Friday, so she hears it live. So.
Oh, okay.
Turn all that.
Ooh, sorry, Shane.
Shout out, family.
Shout out grandma.
Family.
My whole family.
But grandma listens too.
Oh, how cute.
You're going to love
they
this.
They gather around the radio together.
He called grandma the other day, and what'd she say?
It was Saturday, and I called her. It was like 5 o'clock. She was like, she answers the phone. Well, I'm surprised you're not at High Tops already.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
And also embarrassing.
Yeah, for sure.
So today is
love her.
You know those programs you go, I forgot what they call, where you go out in the wilderness by yourself? What's that called?
Rehab?
No, it's called, you know what I mean?
Project Adventure or something?
Something like that.
I have literally never heard of that in my entire life. What is that, the Blair Witch Project? What are you talking about?
I think it's to teach yourself like independence and survival skills. I forgot what it's called. But you go out in the wilderness for a couple of days by yourself.
Like Outward Bound?
I don't like that.
Outward Bound.
Oh, that's it.
So today is my version of Outward Bound.
What are you doing?
I'm traveling by myself with no twinks. All by myself.
You're going to the airport by yourself?
Well,
it's still the airport, fucker.
You have a greeter?
Suite, so it's
still the airport. I still have to find the terminal.
There's no security.
I still have to find the terminal.
There's one terminal.
It's hard to find.
I'm dropping you off.
Oh my God.
I still have to get from the parking lot to the gate.
I think you can walk
Jeff,
that up.
Jeff, are you going to be okay?
No.
Wow.
And then I'm getting on the plane by myself. Who am I sitting next to? I don't know. Then I have to, once I get off the plane, I have to find my car service.
Yeah, but he'll have
what if he's not in baggage
claim? He'll have the little sign.
Oh,
it's a private terminal.
Are you on Find My Friends? We're going to have to be tracking you at all times.
Can we put an air tag up your butt?
Yeah.
What are you saying? You're back.
What's with all the butt stuff today?
I'm not sure.
Well, I don't know. I'm blaming Jameson because he hasn't finished his training. His fault
or passed at all.
I know.
Maybe that's why they keep asking him to take it because he keeps failing.
Exactly.
I'm not the one who said Dramamine up the butt. I just want to make that
you said air
clear.
Tag up the butt.
That's worse.
That's worse.
I'm
being medical.
That's a way to ingest medication.
Yeah.
How dare you?
Know, I apologize to everyone here and all the 13 people listening and to Shane's entire family, including his
grandmother. Included in
sorry, 13. Grandma.
I got to find the car service myself.
Oh no.
I got to check in the hotel myself.
Oh my God.
That's true.
Yeah. So
how many days do you have to brave San Francisco by yourself?
24 hours.
Holy shit.
A lot could happen. It's like Home Alone. A lot
it
could
is.
Happen.
Yeah, you're like Kevin McAllister.
In New York, but in San Francisco.
Or you're like James Franco. What's that? What's that? 127 hours?
I truly have not traveled alone, and I don't know how.
Or like Into the Wild, Reese Witherspoon. Sorry, now I'm just thinking.
Do you want to just keep going?
No, I'm done. Nell, Jodie Foster.
I'm a little nervous, but here's the thing. I think I've done this before. Yeah. I've traveled alone before.
Okay.
I feel like it's going to kick in.
This is good for you, don't you think?
It is. I think it makes me more humble and relatable.
Totally.
And, you know, I just want to be in touch with, like, the real world.
Yeah, you want to connect with people.
Yes.
That's really good. That's really, I'm proud of you.
But the last time I went by myself, I managed.
When your flight got canceled?
Yes.
You were
I was
not...
by myself. No, I was with Monroe
you
and
were
Grandma.
And the driver and a greeter and on the phone with me the whole time to get you new tickets.
I know, but I had to call you myself. I had to call you.
You didn't put one brain cell of thought into it.
I was stressed.
Well, that happens, Jeff.
Are you going to tell us what you're doing in San Francisco?
No,
or
it's
is
catchy.
That,
you can't.
Is this like Dallas?
Oh,
like no, it's business.
Oh. Yeah, okay. It's very lucrative.
It's buying,
ooh,
selling.
Buying, selling, selling, and buying.
I'm buying and selling Ozempic and Mounjaro.
He's got a pharmaceutical conference to attend.
I'm sorry about all you diabetics that can't get your medication.
Yeah,
but
he'll be in Union Square
but you
with
know
like
what?
His man satchel slinging.
Honestly, if you need your medication, just go to @JLJeffLewis, and there's going to be a little bit of a markup.
Link
but...
in bio. Link in bio. Really quick shipping.
Oh, anyway.
Yikes.
Do we want to take calls?
It's up to you, babe. Do you want to take calls?
Well, because I have to go to the bathroom.
Okay. So let's take a break.
Let's be real. That's what he needs to go to the bathroom.
Jackie will take over the show.
Thank you, Jeff,
for
joining us.
Can you start to take calls while I use the restroom?
1,000%. Make sure you call 1-833.
No.
No, no,
no.
We'll be right back.
Hello, everybody. I'm your host, Jackie Schimmel. We are now going to take calls. Let's go to Kelly in Lomita. Hey, Kel.
Hi, Jackie. It's Kelly from Lomita.
Kelly, how are you?
You said you were obsessed with me. I'm obsessed with you, and I got a lot of words for Jeff and Megan.
Well, they're both here, not here right now. So anything else?
Oh, they're not here right now? Okay, I'm driving to my nail appointment, so I'm not whacked out like I was on your birthday.
Oh.
Okay, and you know what happened to me? You know, I was two martinis in.
In the morning, honey?
At 11:30, it was your birthday, baby.
Okay.
You said to call in. I was compelled to call in because I'm obsessed with you.
Okay.
So I'm driving.
Oh, God. Jeff's coming back.
To my nail appointment. I'm driving to my nail.
Kelly, would you like to say anything to Jeff Lewis? He is now back from the lavatory and is rejoining his show.
I want to know if she's had a martini yet
today. Hi, good morning, Kelly.
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah.
Why don't you help me out with my... A lump of shit house in Lomita.
Where's Lomita?
We don't know. Kelly's a bit of a mess.
No,
I love you, Kelly,
I'm going to get my nails done, so I gotta be half-ass decent. So, Lomita, Jeff, is below Palos Verdes, next to Torrance Beach.
Oh, I love
which
that
is
area.
Next to Redondo Beach.
It's a nice neighborhood.
Which is next to Hermosa.
Kelly, we don't need a geography lesson.
Next to Manhattan Beach.
Kelly.
Next to Marina.
Jackie?
Yes?
You're a Valley girl, and I'm a Valley girl, too. And I'm married to... My husband's from Orange County, and I know you don't need all that. You sound like my fucking psychiatrist. Okay?
You have a psychiatrist?
Information. I'm all, fuck it.
Oh,
anyway, Jeff, help me out. You and Megan, I reached out to you guys. You don't want to fucking help me out?
Kelly, how do I get you to co-host this show?
She's a star.
Kelly Lomita is unhinged.
She really is.
She would probably get a second week.
Hey, you know what? I can't give you my fucking real name. You know that.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh, shit, I got to make a right on Crenshaw. Hey, so listen, hey.
Don't miss your turn, Kelly. Me.
No. Let me say one thing, Jackie Schimmel.
Oh, God.
I didn't have a broken arm. I was so fucked up on your birthday when I called you. It was the best week, but it was Leo season, and it fucked me up. You know what I did?
Oh,
I fell off my bed, and I fractured my right clavicle.
Kelly, where are you going right now?
I'm going to
get your nails done on Crenshaw.
Oh, you get your nails done. Okay.
Kelly, don't do a seasonal nail. Kelly, you seem
a
little... Kelly, I need you to listen. You seem a little frazzled, and I really need you to promise us that you're not going to do like a seasonal nail. You can't do like a fall harvest nail.
Kelly, I need you to pull over.
No. I got to do this, and it's going to hurt, man.
Oh, no.
These are long nails. These are long ghetto nails, baby.
Talons.
And I'm going to have them on till after New Year's, and they got to go because I got to get my shit. My house, I told Schimmel that I live in a shithole in Lomita.
I'm sorry.
Why won't you help me, Jeff Lewis? Why won't you help me?
Okay, what do you need? What kind of help can I? What can I get you?
Oh, what do I need?
That's a loaded question.
How can we help you?
Well, I need you to. I need charity. I need charity.
Mm. Money?
Well, you've called the wrong place.
Yeah. You see how relatable you are?
Yeah, you know how I feel about charity. Oh, Kelly.
Come on now.
Well, I'm excited for you. You're getting your nails done.
Okay.
Is she going to do... Are you doing acrylics?
Biogel.
No gel. I told you I'm getting along a ghetto Carly. Kardashian nails are a pain in the ass.
Did she just say Carly Kardashian?
She's my favorite sister.
Yeah. She's the one that lives in
That's
Lomita.
Right. Shout out Shane. You know what I'm talking about.
Shout out Kelly. Get you. I have understood everything.
What a stuff.
Kelly, call anytime. It's just been great talking to you. And have a good weekend, okay?
All right. You too, guys.
Love you.
Love you.
Love
Bye.
You, Kelly.
If anyone is on Crenshaw...
Get off that
Pull
road
over.
Right now because she is
the
drunk.
Streets.
There is a drunk driver on Crenshaw.
I love Kelly from Lomita.
Should we do April in Iowa or is she going to Okay. Is she going to yell at me?
Yes.
Hi, April.
Hi, Jeff.
Be easy on me.
I am a diabetic, and right now I can't get my Ozempic because of all you skinny people that think they need it.
You think
to
you're skinny?
Get more skinny.
That's so sweet.
Thank you
April.
For the compliment.
I'm really skinny.
Stop. Okay, so what happens? What happens when you don't take your medication?
I could go in a diabetic shock. And have to go to the hospital.
That's not good.
That's not great.
Okay, so how long can you go without taking the medication?
Oh, it's like Shelby from Steel Magnolias.
Yeah.
With the updo.
Probably maybe a week.
Okay, how long has it been?
Well, I have one right now, but I'm going to be out in 2 weeks.
Oh, okay. Well, you got
2 weeks. I'm good for 2 weeks.
Okay, well, that's good. I don't know what to tell you.
Stress about it in 2 weeks, then. I mean, I feel like you're good for now.
Okay, I'll call you in 2 weeks and let you know.
Okay, would you? Good luck.
I would. I will.
Now, I might have some extra I could lend you.
Charity.
Well, I'm in Iowa. Are you going to come to Iowa?
No,
it's snowing today.
I mean, it's FedEx. I could FedEx or UPS or something.
She's got to go to your pop-up in San Francisco.
Let me see how much I get this weekend in San Francisco.
There's a lot of buying and selling.
If I can spare some, I'll send it to you.
That would be great.
All right. Love you.
Jesus.
Brandon in Nashville. Hey, Brandon.
Hi.
Hey, Brandon.
Hi, you guys. How's it going?
It's going good, Brandon.
It's great. Good morning, Bran. Hey.
Cute.
Hi. So, I was calling because of the whole Manjaro thing. Also, Kelly's going to get a fucking DUI.
Yes, I know. I know.
So concerned about the people on the road. But so what the fuck were diabetics taking before Ozempic and Manjaro was available? And why don't they go back to that? That's my question.
Can you look up diabetic medication? You're right. That is a really good question.
Just
why
like
are we
insulin,
so focused on Manjaro?
Right.
There's got to be other medications.
I'm not a doctor, but I'm thinking, like, can't they just go back to insulin?
Wow.
Yeah.
Good point. Good point.
Smart. You a doctor?
Sounds like it.
No.
You sound smart.
I work in finance.
Do you love to read?
No. I don't.
Great.
I don't.
Yeah.
I'm also bad at math, but I work in finance. But I'm also trying to get a Manjaro.
Yeah.
And they're sold out every fucking where. Like, all of the pharmacies in my area are sold out.
That's the Jeff Lewis impact.
You got to find a private doc who's going to do it for you.
Well, okay. So my insurance is not going to cover it. It's like over $1,000. But I called the weight loss center, which is private. They don't take insurance, and it's half the price there. So I just need to make an appointment with them.
Just kick it old school and have a raw salmon fillet and call it a day.
This is what I think you should do, and this is what I'm recommending. For those of you that the insurance doesn't cover it, take out a cash advance on your credit card.
That's a good idea.
I think this is
SoFi
important.
Private loan.
This is
MLS
or SoFi.
696-891.
Yeah, $5,000, $100,000.
Yeah.
Low interest rate. That's better than the credit card, right? The high interest credit card rates.
For sure.
Wow.
Jeff and Brandon, Ozempic is not insulin. So as I understand it, diabetics are taking it in addition to insulin.
So why do they
need
both?
Because
it's like a blood sugar medication. It helps regulate the blood sugar, I believe. My mother-in-law's on it.
On Ozempic?
Yeah.
Can you get some?
I don't need it. How dare you?
Steal or
no,
stash.
For me. All right. So Jennifer in Wisconsin.
Shane, shout out Jeff.
Hey,
shout
Jennifer.
Out Jen. Hey.
Okay, everybody else has beat me to the punch, but the Ozempic talk. My best friend is type 1 diabetic, and she texted me last night and said, "What the fuck is going on? I can't get my Ozempic." And I said it's because of my best friend Jeff, because he told all of his skinny rich listeners to get it,
yeah.
And she literally can't refill her prescription. Oh. Now, my doctor has actually prescribed it to me, but I'm one of your poor listeners. And I was going to ask for your charity to see if you would help out with my $2,000 a month Ozempic bill.
It is $2,000 a month?
I think it's like $1,800 a month if you don't have any insurance, yes.
But what was everybody saying? You could get it for $25 a shot, and there was
coupon.
Like...
That's the Manjaro, and my doctor told me that is not as good, and it's harder on your liver, and they can't prescribe that.
But it's cheaper, and I have to tell you, I know two people that it's really worked. The Manjaro, I suggest, I'm not a doctor, I'm not going to get in trouble, but maybe you look into
you
the Manjaro.
On the radio.
Maybe you look into the Manjaro.
More cost effective.
It's cheaper.
Yeah.
I was hoping I could get into one of your charities.
Well, listen, I'm an advocate. Like, poor people should be able to lose weight too. So
yes,
I think if Mounjaro is less expensive, why not try that?
Yeah, but her friend actually has diabetes.
That could be very bad for me, but I mean, I'm willing to do it to be thin.
Yeah. I mean, look at Megan. She's home throwing up, but she's down 6 pounds. All right. Love you. Good luck. Jackie Schimmel.
Wow.
Always a pleasure having you here.
Thank you so much for having me.
I think we're probably going to get canceled today,
probably.
But it was a fun last show.
A final hoorah.
Have a great weekend.